We continue our learning Le'iloi Nishmas, Dali Ben Menachem, Menushem Necham Yachem, and Pinchas Aliyah. We're in Yevamos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. HaChalitz Levim To, person who does Chalitza, he doesn't do Yibam, just Chalitza. HaRe'u Ke'echad Min Ha'achen La'Nachala. He's considered like one of the brothers, like any of the other brothers, regarding inheriting the property of the deceased brother. They're all going to divide it equally. So if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven passes away, and Shimon performs Chalitza to Leah, Reuven's wife, so Shimon is not going to get any more of the Yerusha because he performed Chalitza. He's going to divide it equally with Levi. What's the Chiddush? Why would I think otherwise? So the Bar Tanur points out, based on the Gemara, because I would have thought, I'm reading from the Bar Tanur, Desal Kadate Chamina, Liknese, maybe we should give him a penalty. Ho will we have Sida Miyibum, Shepasal Achim? After all, the other brothers, let's say we're talking about a case, even where he jumped the gun and he performed Chalitza before the other brothers had an opportunity, any of the other brothers to perform Yibum, which we learned in previous Mishnayos, that's not acceptable. We should allow a younger brother to perform Yibum before an older brother perform Chalitza. Nonetheless, this one did Chalitza. Once you do Chalitza, so then she's exempt already. So I would have thought maybe by doing so, we should penalize him because he didn't let the other brothers perform Yibum. No, he divides equally with the Nachla. Vim yesh shamav, nechasim shalav. But of course, if the father's still alive, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi's father is still alive, let's say Yaakov, so Yaakov is going to inherit from the deceased, from his deceased son, from Reuven, because the father is the closer to inheritance, to being a Yorish, to being an heir to the son more than a brother is. Then the Mishnah says, Hakones is Yivim Tov. But what if he does actually Yibim? Shimon performs Yibim on Leah, on Reuven's wife, after Reuven passed away. So then Zocha Banachasim Shalachid. So then he's Zocha in all of this deceased brother's property. And that would be true even if the father's still alive. That's based on the Pasuk, where it says, V'haya Bechor, Hashet Teled, when we speak about the Bechor, we're referring to the older, that's preferable that the older brother performs the mitzvah of Yibum, but there he uses the phrase, Yakum al Shem Achiv Ames. Yakum will be established, will stand, will succeed. In this case, it means that the Yavim succeeds to his brother's estate and inherits it. So, and that would be true, by the way, any brother performs Yibum, not only the older brother. So he's Zochin, all the Nechasim, over the other brothers and over the father. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben Kach Uven Kachim, Yesh Shamav, Nechasim Shalav. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, if there is a father, he is the closest heir, and therefore he is going to inherit, even if Yibum was performed by the brother. Then the Mishnah says, "Hacholetz liyivimto hu asur b'krovo seha v'yasur b'krovov." Person who performs chalitza to his yivama, he is asur to her relatives, and she is asur to his relatives. Remember, we treat a chalitza like a grusha derabbanan, the same way someone who's a grusha was someone's wife, and the people remain asur. Generally, relatives. So the same thing would be true. Person who does chalitza, it's as if he divorced that woman, and now he cannot marry her relatives, and she cannot marry his. And the Mishnah gives you a list here. Who aser bi'ima, uve'emima, uve'emavia. He can't marry her mother, her mother's mother, her father's mother, ubebita, her daughter, uvevasbita, and her daughter's daughter, uvevasbina, and her son's daughter, Uvachosa Bizmanchi Kayemes. And it would be true, we can't marry her sister as long as the Chalutza's sister, as long as the Chalutza's still alive. Same way, just after a man, same thing. After a man's wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. So too, after the Chalutza dies, he can marry her sister, but not when she's still alive. The Ha'achin Mutarin, but the brothers of the man who performed the Chalitza, they are permitted to marry the Chalutza's relatives. Only the brother who performs the Chalitza do we treat him as if he was married once and divorced her, but the other brothers are mutar. V'hi, now we have the list for her. V'hi Asura Ba'aviv, Uva Avi Aviv, she cannot marry his father and his father's father, and his son and his son's son, his brother and his brother's son. Now we point out when he said the son's son, that's the Rabbanan. But the Yavam's son, so that's going to be us. Or why? Because her husband was the uncle of the Yavam's son. She was the uncle's wife. So that obviously would be Usher Mida Oraisa. And then the Mishnah concludes with the following. Mutter Adam Bikrovas Tsaras Chalutzaso, the Usher Bitsaras Krovas Chalutzaso. A little bit complicated. Mishnah here says, and we'll have the two diagrams, a person is permitted to marry the karov, the relative of the tzara of his chalutza, but he cannot marry the tzara of the relative of his chalutza. So we have to look at the diagram to understand what's happening over here. If you look at case number one, that's what we're speaking about here. This is the case that's mutter. Mutter adam bekrovas tzaras chalutza so. So here you have a case where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, as you see there. Shimon is married to Chana, and Shimon passes away. So as you see in the picture, in case number one, Reuven performs chalitza with Chana. And now, Shimon happened to have been married also to Rachel. Now, that doesn't affect Reuven at all. Shimon has two wives. Chana and Rachel are co-wives, are tzaros, one to the other. So here, the Mishnah is saying, so now we're talking about a case after Reuven performed, after Shimon dies, Reuven performs chalitza, performs chalitza, and now exempts Chana through his chalitza. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is that Reuven is forbidden to Rachel. Reuven is permitted to Rachel, who's the co-wife, who's the tzara of his chalutza, right? Chana is Reuven's chalutza, and Rachel is the co-wife of the chalutza. So the Mishnah is telling us that Reuven is not allowed to marry Rachel, which is the co-wife of his chalutza, but he is permitted to marry Leah, which is the sister of the co-wife of his chalutza, right? Leah is Rachel's sister. So Rachel, Reuven cannot marry because he performed chalitza to Chana. Chana is his chalutza. So Rachel is the tzara of his chalutza. Just like chalutza is usher, so we treat the tzara as well, is going to be usher. But Leah, who's the sister of Reuven's of Reuven's chalutza, of Rachel, so Leah's mutter to Reuven. That's what it means. Mutter adam bekrovas, the relative, right? Leah's the relative of tzaras, of the tzara of his chalutza. Leah is the relative of Rachel, which is the tzara of the chalutza Reuven, who was Chana. But case number two, if you look at the diagram, but va'asur, who can Reuven not marry? Asur b'tzaras krovas chalutza. So what's this case? So here you have a case where you have an extra brother here. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Shimon is married to Rachel, and Levi is married to Leah and Chana. Leah is Rachel's sister. Levi has these two wives. So what happens here is that Shimon dies, and Reuven performs chalitza with Rachel, okay, with Shimon's wife. And now what happens is Levi dies. So who falls to Yibum to Reuven, right? Shimon died, Reuven did chalitza. And now he exempts Rachel, he's not married to anybody. And now Levi dies. So Leah, if you look, Levi's married to Leah and Chana. Leah and Chana fall to Reuven for Yibum. So Reuven is forbidden to perform Yibum with Leah, which is the sister of his chalutza, right? Reuven performed chalitza on Rachel. Rachel is Reuven's chalutza. Leah is Rachel's sister. So there's no Yibum on Leah because Leah is the sister of his chalutza. Reuven is also forbidden to perform Yibum with Chana. Why? Because Chana is the co-wife of the sister of his chalutza. So that's what it means. Chana is the tzara, is the co-wife of the sister of Leah, of Reuven's chalutza, which was Rachel. So Reuven therefore performs chalitza with either Leah or Chana, but Yimam is prohibited, and that's what it means in the Mishnah. Asur bitzaras krovas chalutza. So Reuven is usher in the tzara, which is Chana, who is the tzara of the karov, who's the karov Leah, of Rachel, who is his chalutza. Perek Dalid Mishnah Ches. Chacholetz liyivimto, v'nasa achiv es achosa v'mes. Here you have a case where we're talking about a chalutza's relative who falls for Yibum to the brother perform chalitza. So
Here we have a case. Someone performed chalitza with his yavama. Acholet liyavimto. The nasa achives achosa, and his brother married the sister. So if you look at the diagram here, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. This is Yevamos Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches, our Mishnah here. So this picture here, what happens is that then Reuven dies. Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven dies. And Shimon performs chalitza with Rachel, which is fine. Now, Levi, the other brother, marries Leah, which is who's Rachel's sister. And now Levi dies. So the Mishnah says, Choletz Eslomis Yabemes. This sister, who is Leah now, performs chalitza with the remaining brother, with Shimon, but cannot be taken by Yibam. Why? Because we've learned in the previous Mishnah that she's going to be usher to him, midrabanan. So we know this in the previous Mishnah. This new widow, this Leah, to Shimon now, is usher midrabanan to the Yavam, right, to Shimon. Why? Because she is the sister of his chalutza. Rachel is his chalutza. Leah is achos chalutza. So achos chalutza so was treated as achos gerusha, so midrabanan. So therefore he can't perform Yibam. But midoraisa, they really are fit for Yibam and chalitza. So therefore she needs chalitza. Leah needs chalitza from Shimon. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-megarish esishto. And the Gemara assumes that V'chein, that is really aval. It's not V'chein, it's not similarly. We want to show the difference between Gerishin and Chalitza. Gerishin, where this is going to be Achos Gerusha, so that's a De'oraisa. So here, the Mishnah talks about the case where we have V'nasa achiv V'chein or ha-megarish esishto, a case where someone divorced his wife, V'nasa achiv esachosa, and then his brother married the sister. Oh, so here's the case of Grusha. So the mace, and then he died without any children. His widow is now falling to Yibam. So harezo ptura mina chalitza min hayibam. So in this case, if let's say this woman were a Grusha, Rachel were a Grusha, so then, and Leah were achos Grusha, so then Shimon would have no obligation of Yibam or Chalitza. Since now he already divorced his wife, that's true, but her sister is still Asur Midoraisa as his wife's sister. That still applies. And therefore, there's no din of Yibam or Chalitza at all. It's supposed to Chalutza's sister who needs Chalitza, because that's only Midrabanan.